Hello, hello, gorgeous mama. This is episode 5, and you're listening to Manifesting 2023 and Beyond. Today, I'm going to share with you 33 of my goals, in a way, that I want to continue beyond this year for 2023. And I picked 33 because I'm going to be 33 this year. And these are kind of like my goals to start today, tomorrow, you know, right now, and to keep going on with them. But the reason why I don't like New Year's resolutions per se, like the, I don't know, it's the name of what it is, but I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. That's completely up to you. But for me, I think of it as temporary when we call it New Year's resolutions, because it makes it seem like if you don't complete it this year, then you failed, or you have to complete it this year. And if you set goals this year, then they're only good for this year. I don't know. That's the way I think of it, kind of. So I like to more think of goals instead of resolutions, and ongoing goals, constant growing goals. So hopefully this motivates you to think of some things that you like to do, starting today and continuing on for beyond 2023. But I also like to make acronyms to kind of remind myself of what my intentions are and what my whole motivation is. So one of the words that I thought would be beneficial for you, and is beneficial for me, like I said, is the name of the podcast, Manifest. And to help myself remember exactly what that means for me, to me, I made it an acronym. So make a new impact for everyone starting today. So let me read that again. Make a new impact for everyone starting today. M, make, A. N, new, I, impact, F, for, E, everyone, S, starting, T, today. So it reminds myself that I would like to make an impact for all those I touch and all those I come in contact with starting today, not tomorrow, not the next day, not the next year, but starting today. I follow Rachel Hollis. She's all about starting today and what that means. And I mean, I haven't followed her recently, but I know she has a podcast too, but I did use her Start Today journal in the past and I loved it. So just a plug there. And then the other acronym that I like is STRIVE. STRIVE, soul transformation, rebirth, and illuminating vibrational energy. Let me read that one more time. S, soul. T, transformation. R, rebirth. I, illuminating. V, vibrational. E, energy. Soul transformation, rebirth, and illuminating vibrational energy. That is a mouthful, I know. So let me break it down. Soul transformation to me is my soul continuing to grow. It's transforming. It's manifesting my best self. When we think of transforming, you probably think of transformers. But for me, I think of kind of transforming my mindset and transforming the way I think, the way I approach things, and for the best version of myself. It's not about changing myself. It's about utilizing what's already inside of me and what's been there the whole time, and bringing that forth and forward into emotion that is transformational. And then so I said soul transformational. Or I'm sorry, soul transformation. So that's the first two letters. R, rebirth. When I think of rebirth, I think of a rising phoenix. You know, the phoenix that symbolically dies of the ashes in the fire and then is reborn again. And this is beautiful phoenix. And or it's a bird and then becomes a phoenix in a way. And for me, that has been part of my journey, and I really do feel like I am in that part where I am a rising phoenix. There are some times when I feel like I have taken 10 steps backward, but then I try to move forward and then I take another 20 steps. So I'm always moving forward, always trying to not jump ahead, but move ahead in the right direction. And whatever those 10 steps backward were, that I digressed and I moved backwards in, I try to take lessons and learn from those challenges and what those lessons are teaching me, because that's really what those 10 steps backwards is it's bringing you back to reflect and look at and see what's mirror being mirrored to you and what you need to look at to move forward, because you cannot go 20 steps forward if you did not really take those first other 10 steps. You can't add 10 more steps if you never took initially 10 steps. Sorry if I'm confusing you now, but you know what I mean. Basically, we need to move on from our past and let go of things and let go of toxic people and let go of toxic things or blockages. But we can't let go if we never visited there in the first place, if we never approached it, if we never conquered it, if we never faced it. It doesn't mean physical form, facing that person that wronged you or forgiving that person that wronged you. It means forgiving for yourself for number one, because forgiveness is for you, not for anybody else. And all spiritual peeps mostly will tell you that. But the thing is also is that you don't need to physically like be in front of them. You could write a letter, you can put a letter in a balloon and send it off, whatever you need to do to get that off your chest and let go of that part of you. And it's not about that they did you wrong, so by letting go you are saying or condoning that what they did is right. That's not what it is. It's about letting go to first, number one, say like you're angry about something. I am angry. I'm angry because of XYZ, and this person really made me upset and mad. And but you know what? I know they're not gonna change. I know that they're not gonna wanna fix things. So I am responsible for my decisions and my choices only moving forward. So I can love them from afar, wish them farewell, or just wish them farewell and wipe your hands of it, depending on the situation. But you definitely don't have to be in front of them to forgive or to let go of that emotion that is not serving you anymore. Once you say your piece with it, try to move on from it. And if you keep revisiting that, it's because you haven't relinquished that. You haven't released it. Okay, so that was a big part of rebirth. It's almost like reparenting yourself. That term is used a lot for parents that are now parents that maybe didn't get the parenting that they would have ideally liked to have when they were growing up, or there were things that maybe they wish would have been done differently, or maybe entirely different, depending on how they were brought up and how they were raised with their parents or their caregivers or whoever it was. So reparenting is teaching yourself what you didn't learn as a child, and then also having to parent your own kid. So it is tough with mental health and trauma to be parenting, even if your parents were super awesome, like my parents, but maybe outside of your super awesome parents, you had a situation happen to you, like myself, with childhood trauma. So there's people. Everyone has a story. Everyone has things that are traumatic for them, whether it be, something dark as childhood trauma or PTSD from seeing things and war or whatever, there is different types and levels of trauma, and one person's trauma doesn't negate another person's trauma. So, and then the next part of, so we said STR, remember the word is strive, in case you forgot because I am rambling. But anyways, STRI is illuminating vibrational energy. So that's the IVE. Illuminating vibrational energy. So illuminating is like, to me, the brightest, like you're like shining bright amongst the stars, the rainbow, colors of the rainbow. And the vibrational energy is just like so bright, so beautiful that it's almost like a moth to a light outside, probably not the prettiest picture since they get zapped, but you know what I mean. I think I'm funnier on the podcast. Yeah, I'm laughing at my own jokes, but and then the TikTok, I cannot do a TikTok funny TikTok, so I'm just not a comedian. But anyways, I don't want to digress. Okay, so 33 things in 2023. Number one, more one-on-one time with my girls. That my girls are always my priority and they're always gonna be my number one. So to me, like when I had my firstborn, we did everything with just her. We went to the stores, we went to everywhere, we were our friends' houses. We took her literally everywhere with us, and we still do that. But she doesn't get as much one-on-one time as she did, obviously, when she was an only child. And me being an only child, in a sense, I don't even like to say that because I was my soul sister, But me being an only child, I feel like it's weighs heavy on to make sure that the time that I got with my parents was really special, and the relationship I built with my mom and my dad is really special. So I want my girls to each have that with me and my husband. And so one of the things I want to do more of, because I have tried doing this a little bit when it was just my two older girls, when I had my second. When she was little, I started doing more of this with them too, like separating my time a little bit more, like doing one-on-one time and then doing time with them together. But now I have three, and my littlest one is only a year old, so it's a little bit hard because I am still nursing, so sometimes I am limited on the distance and like how many hours I can be apart from her and stuff like that. She's eating solids and stuff like that too, but she loves her Milky. So anyway, spending more one-on-one time with my girls. Some ideas for that for moms that are struggling with ideas and have little ones I've thought of so far, because I'm an avid Pinterester and I love ideas off of TikTok too. But is my oldest loves to paint and cook, but she loves painting more than cooking. So I want to do a paint class, mommy and me. And she actually like reassured me that was something she wanted to do, because I recently took my mom for her birthday to go painting, and she saw that we did that, and she said, "Oh, I want to do that with you, mom." So we're gonna do that. And then my middle, she loves to help me cook. So like, and again, like my oldest loves that too, but she really likes to, like, whenever I'm baking, she's always like, "I help, I help." And so I'm going to find a mommy and me cookie decorating class, and maybe cake baking, because I always wanted to take a professional cake baking class. I like baking on the side, but like actual cake decorating cakes and stuff like that. Okay, so number two is self-love. Should be, one sometimes to some people, but again, my girls are my priority, and as moms, we always put our kids as our priority, which they should always be. But also, I try to remind myself that, like, the whole planes scenario that people always bring up all the time, like, we can't help others really if we don't take care of ourselves. And part of self-care is essentially self-love. And I realized, I think, after doing two vision boards now, like, well, a vision pillowcase and then a vision board, I went to a woman's circle where we did a vision pillowcase, and that was super awesome. Well, I poured my heart out to this random stranger. She probably thought I was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but if you listen to my podcast, you know that I normally pour my heart out to random strangers sometimes, just in person. So, I started sobbing like a freaking baby, and I'm a Cancer, so yes, we are very emotional beings, but we're also very stubborn and crab-like, and we only open up to certain people. So don't get it twisted and think that we just be blabbing and crying to everybody. No. If you see us cry, you're probably amongst our tight circle, or we really feel your vibe. And with this girl, or this woman, I really felt connected with her automatically, and I even knew before we were going to be paired up that I was going to be paired up with her. Like, I just knew. And anyways, she like really connected with me, and the number one thing I said that because basically we had to break down our goals to the number one goal, basically. And that number one goal had to basically encompass all your other goals. So, like, what is that one thing that you can do that centers around all your other goals? So, if you do this, it will basically have a ripple effect to everything else. So, I had put on there self-love because I realized that I have a lack of self-love, and it's hard to admit, sometimes out loud, but. I mean, I got plenty of love as a child from my parents and from other family members, and then there was also the other dark side that was stealing a lot of my, I guess, my innocence and my love for myself, and even knowing what love really was sometimes, and just knowing who to trust, and, being kind of lost in a way as a child sometimes. So I think that through my life I kind of had to figure out what love really meant, and then did I have that love for myself? And looking at the mirror, sometimes I struggle to say that I love myself, So I'm really trying to practice what I preach, caring for moms, and moms have to have self-care, and let's talk about mental health, and let's put ourselves first, but it is really hard when you're telling yourself, because it's easy to hear it and to feel it and to take advice from other people, but when you are the one struggling, sometimes you need to hear it from somebody else. And I hope that maybe I'm that person that can really get to you and say, you deserve love. You deserve care. You deserve to take care of yourself. And then remember, yes, that's very important to put your kids first, but also know that your partner, whoever that is, or the person that is your go-to person, whoever is your person in life, let that be your person, because at the end of the day, when the kids are all grown and they're out of the house, that person is going to be that your person, So, and that can be a best friend, it could be your husband, it could be your partner, it could be your mom, maybe your dad, but I don't know, but like basically your kids can also be your best friends for life, but they're gonna one day start a family, they're gonna have their own things going on, and you want to make sure that you have self-love and self-care, and then maybe have a partner that complements that. You don't have to have a partner, I'm not saying that, but it's something to think about. Number three is more date nights. I'm doing my podcast. Number three is more date nights. So more date nights being like as is that's, you know, having more date nights. That's one of my things, is wanting to make sure that I have more time and spend more one-on-one time with my husband. And we have those days. And before it is time with good friends, because you need your besties to vent, to talk about girl stuff and all the things in between. And to vent about sometimes how your kids are being little stinkers, you know. Number five is, you thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? Anyways, number five is yoga. Meditation, for me is important. So find something that zens you out. If you can't quiet your mind and meditate, then I don't know, like go bang some pots and pans music and make that your meditation in the garage. I don't know. But yoga is number five. Number six, self-defense classes or cardio. So just getting more active. I took some self-defense classes already and I really enjoyed it. It made me feel empowered. It actually helped me release anger that I didn't even know I had. And I don't know, just yeah, it made me feel really empowered. Number seven, which, you know, I know stuff, but like self-defense class is different. Anyways, number seven, the screen time. That goes for me too. I want to be on my phone a little bit more or less. It's hard when I do everything from my phone, but practice what you preach again and being the role model that I can be. I want my kids to be more active. I want them to be outside. I mean, growing up, I was always outside. I was outside until the street lights came on, and I never wanted to be at home. And I want my kids to want to be at home, don't get me wrong, but I definitely think that, you know, we're so addicted to technology, and they're just trying to put more and more things to make it just technology that, you know, we're so dependent on it. If it crashes, like, yes, there's always backup and all that, but we need to have a life outside of just being on our phones. If we don't know how to communicate with other people, we don't know how to socialize, then we lose that part of our human selves, and that's part of the human experience, you know, is our souls living that human experience. We are meant to engage, we are meant to meet other people and just be in touch with that part of humanity. So I want to encourage my kids to lead more active lives outside of screen time, outside of the TV, the tablets, and all that. They should not be addicted to it. And sometimes kids learn behaviors that are not something that you teach in your household from the screen or what they see on TV and what they hear on the radio. And you can't censor everything. And yes, we need breaks, don't get me wrong. Like, I definitely think that when we wake up in the morning, it's a transition. When I'm cooking dinner, things like that, I need a little break, and my kids can have that as like a privilege, but I don't want it to be a day thing, and I don't want it to be an all night thing and going to bed thing, you know. So and we're not ever really been like that anyways, but you know, we want to encourage more puzzles, more games, more family time, more outdoor time, helping me cook. Even them being bored is a thing. Let them be bored. Let them use their imagination. That's when it comes out, you know. So, what number am I on? Oh, eight. Write my book. And this is on any particular order, by the way. But yeah, I already submitted my book. So that's still being worked on because I'm adding chapters and kind of delaying the submission process even more, but working on it some more. So that's work in progress. Nine, meet more moms to feature on my podcast. Yes, I would like to invite any mompreneurs, any moms that would like to be on this podcast, any spiritual mamas, any, you know, women that would like to share their story, please get in touch with me, direct message, find my link on my Instagram at HelloGorgeousMama. in the bio, and let's get connected. Number 10, book a cruise. I want to book a cruise. I want to go somewhere, even if it's for the weekend. 11, Zen garden. That's kind of with my yoga meditation, but I literally want a spot in my home, which is ideally for me outside of our room. We have a little slider and a patio, so I kind of want to have just like my little Zen garden right there, and an actual little fountain, like imagine with me and like daffodils and lavender and just like beautiful flowers, and my little swing connected to the top part of the overhead balcony, and and then just an area to meditate with beautiful colors, bright colors, and just patterns of, I don't know, like peacefulness. Number 14, shadow work is, I skipped. 12, tune into my soul purpose. So tuning more into my soul purpose, the step for that, I guess, would be just like with the meditation and everything going on, I need to just dive more into what I'm being called for and listen and ask for my angels and spirit guides to help me have the ears to hear God and his message and my angels and my spirit guides and what they're saying to me as my soul purpose, because I know I'm meant to be here to help people. And I feel like healing and intuitiveness, and I think I'm getting closer to, because I'm really feeling called to opening a cafe and just letting it be a place for a community and moms. So we'll get there slowly but surely. Number 13, meditation. Kind of said that, but it's still getting a little bit different than just yoga and Zen garden. This is like just straight meditation. Number 14, shadow work is talking about like what I talked about earlier about not just letting go, but actually facing your trauma and facing your fears and facing those things that were blockages for you. So I want to be mentored with that, though, is like facing those things. Number 15, take care of all my doctor appointments. So I have neglected my physical health, I believe. And I normally book all the appointments and stuff for my girls and sometimes my husband, and hardly ever for myself. So make sure that I'm making time for me to take care of my physicals and anything I need to get done for my physical health. Number 16, walk. I just want to walk more. 17, center with nature. That would be part of my walk, but centering with nature is like putting my feet in the dirt and the grass and just sitting with nature and listening to the birds outside, and all the little tiny noises too that you never really pay attention to. Number 18, read 100 books. Totally doable in a year. Again, it kind of sounds like New Year's resolutions, but I want these to be ongoing, so I don't want to make New Year resolutions every single time. I just want to keep going on with these. 19, live in the moment and smell the flowers. Just a reminder to stop and smell the roses, you know. So, 20, focus on conscious parenting. So I think I'm leaning more to conscience parenting, if I could say it right, than gentle parenting, because gentle parenting a lot of times gets confused as just letting your kids do whatever the hell they want, and that's not what it is. If you are not setting boundaries, then you are not gentle parenting. Gentle parenting is about setting boundaries. It is about respect. It is about empathy. And it really is about understanding too. And those are actually the four like main things. If you look up literally what gentle parenting is, that is what the definition is those four things. And to teach your kids that, and that they deserve respect too, and that they deserve to be heard and let out their feelings and not hold them inside until they're like an adult baby, and then they don't know how to process or regulate their emotions, like some of us now, me included, because sometimes I'm a freaking adult baby and I don't know how to regulate my own emotions, and I instantly get mad or angry, and I'm like, dude, like, why am I flipping out? Well, because I didn't learn to regulate my emotions properly, or learn to shut them down. I learned, you better not cry, I'll give you something to cry about, or, you know, you better get happy type of, or, you know, you want a happy one, get happy kind of thing. But not from my parents, really, at all. My parents never hit or spank, and, they did fail sometimes, but my dad was more the, like, let's go to the bathroom and have a talk. And, you know, he just had the seriousness and the sternness that I was already crying on the way to the bathroom, but he never hit me or spanked me or anything like that. But I was just scared because of the way he, like, had his presence and how he held himself, you know, with his shoulders and, like, back and stuff, and just real stern voice. And my mom, like, she only slapped me one time in high school because I mumbled bitch under my breath to her, and I deserved it. So I learned real quick that my mama doesn't play either. So, but, like, from them, I never, like, they never really yelled or spanked me or anything like that. So, but from other adults in my life, I did witness abuse and did witness different things. And it's something that I definitely want to make sure that my kids never have to witness. But I do get angry sometimes, and I have yelled. Like, I try not to scream yelling, but sometimes even the screaming, like, oh my God, just stop. You know, and I'm whispering a little bit right now because I'm in bed next to my baby, but you get the gist. And sometimes, you know, us gentle parent moms lose our shit too. And it's not like, oh no, don't do that, okay? Little cheeky, wicky, sneaky, biggy, little cute muffin. We don't throw the fork at someone's head. Whatever. Anyways, I'm tired, so don't pay attention to me. I digress. 21. Work on letting go of what doesn't serve me. So I have already done that, but I think I just want to keep continuing to do more of that. And that's not just people, but just things in general, even clutter in my home or things that are just... Because I feel like when I see a messy house or, like, things on the floor or things just don't seem in its place, like, I get really claustrophobic. And my mind starts to get claustrophobic. And then I get, like, really touched out really easily because there's too much going on around me. So, I think that if you model letting go of things that don't serve you all around in all aspects of your life, no matter how big or small, then it really gives a clear path to enlightenment, awakening, growth of your soul, and just being able to move forward in life and being able to take that next step towards being your best self, you know. And being your best self could be a daily thing. It doesn't mean that there's an end goal or a conclusion to the story type of thing. It's just of modeling the behavior that you wish for your kids and that you want to kind of leave your mark in this world, I guess, you know. So if I mumble, I mumble. If it resonates, it resonates. 22, dance and sing more. So just having fun with life, dance and sing more. I think I sing every single day, everything, like from taking a shower to going to bed, because everything's a song in our house. And dancing is common amongst my children, but I would like to be more of that free-flowing person again, because I was that person that always just like danced with life and just kind of by the way, I have a friend her that just was on a previous podcast episode as a guest, Tiffany Lee, and she just her podcast I believe is called Dance with Life, so please look it up. But I thought I'd give a plug since I'm talking about dancing. Anyways, Dance and Sing More. 23 journal. I love to write, and I kind of moved away from that too. So I'm tapping into more things that I love to do for myself, and journaling is just a really good release for me. It's actually very therapeutic for me to get things out on paper because I'm a better writer than speaker. I've always said that, and I'll continue to say that because I just maybe I'm projecting or manifesting that I will not be a good speaker in the future. But I don't know, I'm doing pretty well. I ramble a lot and I talk like in between and digress a lot, but I don't know, I think I still got my point across. 24, try new things. Here I am trying new thing, being more vocal about my past and about my traumas and about things that I am moving towards, and not giving a shit of who listens or who cares or whatever you think of this, because this is not for you if you're judging me right now. So, or you just don't get it, and that's okay, because you tune in, you tune out, you'll tune in when it resonates. 25, prep for a marathon. I really want to do like a 10K, but I'm shooting for a 5K, so but prepping for like a full-on marathon, like, and I say prep because I don't know about anytime soon, but I want to prep. It'd be really cool to do one of those what are they called, triathlons, where you do like the swim, bike, and something else, run, I think. I don't know, someone tell me in the comments or the show notes after. 26, freelance writing to save money on the side for any future goals. I just would like to put some money aside. So I think freelance writing goes hand in hand with my journaling. I always loved to write. I've always been a journalist. I went to school for journalism. So it's in my DNA. My Dana, whoever knows that reference, definitely has kids. Anyways, freelance writing to save money on the side for any future goals. So, my husband and I share a joint account, and it's always, he says it's our money. But ever since leaving the county, recently, I've, was there for 6 years. So it's kind of hard to just be like, okay, I've been working since I was like 16 years old. I've always had my own account. And I don't get me wrong, I still have my own savings and stuff, but I just something empowering about still having like your own money for me, in my opinion, but you do you. So, and also like I'm thinking for my own sanity, I might get a coffee shop job just because I love my kids, but it's kind of cray cray sometimes. Like, I need some adult conversation time and one-on-one time. Why do you think, for people that know me, like, why do you think I'm in so many freaking mom groups? Like, I have to have play dates, I have to have things. Like, I love being with my kids. I love freaking, like, I'll take a bullet for them. I will. But at the same time, like, I just need some time to just think, and oftentimes we don't even have time to have a thought in our head because as we're trying to think of what we're trying to do next, like we're getting tugged and pulled, or like we're doing other 50 things that we're multitasking, and all the things that are self-care and self-love go to the back burner and fall at the wayside. So I think it's really important to do things that are for you. So if I can save some money on the side for any future goals that I have, then I would like to do that with freelance writing, because I can do that from my home, I can do that from my phone, wherever. So and I'm usually on the road a lot anyways. On the road again. 27, start saving for a 40th birthday Europe trip. I want to go to Europe for my 40th birthday, and it's 7 years from now, but I want to go with my kids, and I don't even want to think about it this way, but, my youngest will be 8, and my middle will be 10, or actually like 11 more, and my oldest will be, 13. Oh my god, a teenager. But yeah, I think it'd be super fun to do a Europe trip with the family. And 7 years is, I think, a good long time to save for a family of 5. If anything doesn't change in the next like 2 years or so. But even then, it's still enough time to accommodate any expansion of the family. No, I'm not pregnant. Again, I'm just saying, like, if we decide to have one more, because 4 would be the max. Yes, call me crazy, whatever. But I really like even numbers, and I also feel bad sometimes of my middle child being a middle child. I just don't want her to be a middle, the cliche middle child, and I'm trying my damnest to not make it a cliche by making sure they all get one-on-one time. And bringing another baby into the world doesn't mean that, like, that's gonna eliminate that cliche or whatever. It just, if we decide to, in all seriousness, have another baby because we want a healthy another baby, then that's our decision. It won't be because we want to make sure our middle is not a middle. It won't be, again, like I'm saying, in all seriousness, this is really the truth. Like, it would be because we really want another baby. It won't be because, you know, we have 3 girls and we need to have our boy, because the odds are 50-50. There's no guarantee. So there was never that reasoning anyways in the first place. Like, we never really were trying for a girl or boy. We were trying for a healthy baby, point blank. But I don't know, like, I feel this nudging feeling in me sometimes still that I'm meant to have one more. And that would be the reason why, not because of society tells me I need to have a boy, or because I have to have even numbers for the roller coaster ride. Like, anyways, those are things I hear often, so I'm just bringing it up now. What number am I on? Oh, 28. Paint classes. I want to paint more. I enjoyed it with my mom. I've done it before, even when I took my mom for her birthday. I like to paint. It's just very, again, therapeutic and relaxing and calming. You can also take wine to some places and snacks and food, and it's just a fun time. You can go with a bunch of girlfriends or go with just one person that you want to. You can even do a date night or mommy and me class. I think it's fun. 29, learn more cooking recipes. I like to cook. I love to bake, but I want to learn more cooking recipes. 30, sign up for a 5K. Kind of with my marathon earlier. Just be more active, more cardio. 31, give back when possible. It's always good to give back when you can. Number 32, do something outside my comfort zone. And 33, like, I kind of added this lastly because I couldn't think of my last one really, but eat better. I just want to be able to eat better because I feel like nutrition is a big part of self-care and self-love too. And, you know, even though I say our souls are living, we are souls living a human experience, not humans living a soul experience. Our bodies are still like our temple and our way of, we got to still take care of our bodies because that's the form we're in here. You know, our souls are using this body to be able to complete our mission, our lessons, and our goals, and our purpose and calling here on earth. So I'll take care of this temple. Yeah, that was my 33. So, I mean, if you want to make as many members as you are, do that, or make more, whatever you want to do. But again, like, just remember that manifestation works both ways. So if you are focusing on negative and you're focusing on you're surrounding yourself with toxic people or people that gossip or things that are just not good for you, then you're going to attract more of that. However, if you're positive and you try to see the glass half full rather than glass half empty, and you try to think of what is this teaching me and what is the lesson behind it rather than why is this happening to me, and here we go again, or like things like that, then if you keep thinking, you know what, like, this is a really bad moment right now, but I'm gonna have a good rest of the day, this good day, and it's gonna be a good day, and I'm gonna turn this around, or even maybe not even go to the negative at all and just say, okay, right now I learned patience. Yeah, I learned patience. And I succeeded. I got, you know, I did this. I was able to be very patient, and I can keep being patient. And my child is learning patience also. And we together are going to figure this out, because we're going to have a strong bond, and we're going to have a strong relationship, and we're going to work through our feelings together. Just as an example, probably better ones out there, but you know what I mean. So, and then again, strive, soul transformation, rebirth, and illuminating vibrational energy. Make up your own acronym, whatever works for you, whatever resonates with you. But I was hoping to keep this a little bit shorter, but I'm going to end it now, and I hope that you leave feedback, and please share. Share, and I'll try to put on more podcasts, like, not so far in between, so please keep listening, please subscribe, and let me know, like, in the comments what you would like to hear about, or what kind of guests you would like me to bring on the show. I'm hoping to bring up someone next that will talk about, like, living wills and trusts, or I'm sorry, living trusts and wills. I know it sounds so morbid, but it's something as parents we need to think about. And I like to bring in topics that maybe we don't want to talk about so often, but need to be brought up. So more spiritual intuitives and other mompreneurs I hope to bring on. So send them my way, send good vibes, and put it out there. Manifest it for me. Create your own podcast and then come on this podcast and share about it. So, all right, have a good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever it is for you. And stay tuned for another Hello Gorgeous Mama episode. Remember, you are gorgeous inside and out. So, hello, gorgeous mama.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please leave feedback and let me know what topics you would like to talk about next. I'm excited to keep this journey with you, and thank you for listening to Hello Gorgeous Mama.